I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Chengdu, the capital of southwestern China's Sichuan province. Chengdu dates from the 4th century BC, but today Chengdu is a city of 14 million people with construction cranes and high-rise buildings popping up seemingly everywhere. Chengdu is a thriving, ultra-modern city layered with an underpinning of fast-disappearing, decrepit old apartment houses and a handful of truly ancient structures as well. This is a city that's exploding with international manufacturing, commerce, and tech-savvy businesses. And not surprisingly, smoggy days are so frequent here that locals say with a chuckle, when the puppies witness their first smog-free day, they bark at the sun. There's a perpetual beehive buzz of cars, beeping scooters, and buses zooming about, but often moving at a crawl. I flew on a nonstop United Airlines flight 7,400 miles from San Francisco to Chengdu, but my primary incentive was to use the city of Chengdu as a base camp for explorations of another China, an ancient China, places that are relatively untouched by progress. Less than an hour and a half from Chengdu is the 2,000-year-old riverfront village of Pinglu. Long ago, it was a first stop on the fabled Southern Silk Road that stretched 5,000 miles from Chengdu through India and on to the Mediterranean. Come along and join my Chengdu-based friend Lu Mei as we explore Pinglu ancient town. There are no cars in Pinglu, as the alleys and lanes are so narrow that cars wouldn't fit anyway, and they could never clamber up the stone steps of the river bridge as well. The majority of the structures date from the Ming Dynasty, and most are two stories with shops on the first floor and residences above.
There are lots of ancient towns here in Sichuan province. We are in Pingle, ancient town, which means peaceful and happy.
It's a true ancient town, it's real.
This town has a long history record, about 2,000 years.
Wow.
But not all the buildings you see here are 2,000 years old. Mm-hmm. Most of them were so old. So we rebuilt this area and also redecorated this area.
A centerpiece of Pinglu is the Leshan Stone Bridge that spans the Baimo River. The bridge connects two Pinglu neighborhoods. 2,000 years ago, it was the river that was the arterial of commerce that brought the Silk Road here. The new bridge, the largest stone bridge in Sichuan province, was constructed in 1861. It gently arches 50 feet above the river with sampans and riverboats tied at sleepy anchor below.
Also here has a long history, and now it's protected very well.
For a visitor, this is a place way before cars and modern transportation, so you have narrow corridors and you can feel exactly how life might have been 500 years ago, right?
Yeah. And just also people, they are really living here. Mm-hmm. For example, those owners and the businessmen and women here, they own their own business in the first floor, you see. Mm-hmm. And their families just stay inside. They are living inside in the second floor.
So this is very much like time travel back in time.
Yeah. And if you have time, you want to slow down, maybe you choose this kind of ancient town for several nights. You just slow down here.
The town elders had the foresight to preserve the historic culture and architecture of Pinglu through concerted promotion of cultural tourism. The net result is a viable compromise. Tourist and visitor-serving gift shops are melded into the fabric of ancient alleyways and cobblestone lanes. There are some brand new structures, but they do their very best to meld and pay homage to the ancient buildings.
There are inns and bed and breakfasts here. Tell us about type of places they could stay. For overnight, for a hotel.
For overnight.
Yeah.
You will say it's very quiet inside the ancient town because no cars All the cars are forbidden here.
Right. They couldn't drive around if they wanted to.
No, they cannot.
Too narrow.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to spend a night at an inn here?
That depends. The rank is quite different. The lowest price may be ranking around 100 in Chinese.
Oh, in RMB?
Yeah, in RMB. The price is quite good.
So it might be what? $20?
Yeah,
wow.
Around $20. But for better hotels, they also have a very high price, ranking around $100 to US dollars to $200.
But that'd be very special.
Yeah,
very upscale.
Very special, yeah.
How about eating? They have traditional restaurants here?
Yeah. Normally, it's the local snacks, like some kind of white noodle soup, or we say milk noodle soup. The soup is as white as milk, so they call that.
And it's very friendly and safe here?
Yeah, it's quite safe. You could see people just walk around.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's walk around for a minute.
All right, let's go.
Okay, where that girl wanted to...
对，先跟我们说一下嘛。
Lu Mei's friend Tiffany and I visited with a street vendor who was set up with her wares at the base of the bridge.
What is her name?
你叫什么名字?
杨化塔，杨化塘，塔，塔，塔，杨化塔就是杨化塔。
Yeah. And what does she make here?
你在这边卖的都是些什么东西？可以介绍一下吗？
有土豆，豆腐。Potatoes.
It's kind of fried potatoes and fried tofu.
Oh, tofu.
With many spice on it.
And does she come here every day?
你每天都会来吗?
每天来呗。
Every day?
白天来里面,就是晨光下班啊,是我的展出。
During the daytime, she will sell something inside because she...
has a shop?
Yeah. And then when it's close to the night, she will go here to sell things.
And it's mostly local people who buy from her?
那在你这边就是买东西的一般都是当地的人还是游客呢?
一般都是当地人呗。
Normally, local will buy her food.
And they all know her?
那所有人都认识你是吧?
一般人都认识嘛,我们觉得当地人。
Everyone knows her, yeah.
And has her family lived here for many generations?
那你的家人都住在这儿,然后已经是几代都住在这儿了,是吧?
几代都是住在这儿。好,几代都住在这儿。
So, few generations live here.
谢谢。
非常感谢,谢谢哈。
谢谢。
You're welcome.
While exploring Pinglu, I was in the company of fellow journalists Jane Clark and Mark Downey.
I'm Jane Clark. I'm from Washington, D.C. My first time here, and I found the perfect thing. It's a wooden mortar and pestle. It's a work of art. You can smash garlic in it. You can smash seeds. I don't cook. I just eat cold cereal over the sink. But this is inspiring me. To cook.
Tell us about what your feelings and your emotions are about experiencing the village here.
This is the China that I have always imagined. It's really beautiful. It's old. There are no other tourists here right now that I can tell. It's very authentic. It's very real, and it's quite magical.
Hi, this is Mark Downey. I'm here in Pinla. And it's quite an amazing village. There's quite a lot to see if you're looking a little deeper. On the surface, it's quite quiet, but there's a lot stirring around in the background, and the sights and the stillness is very provocative from this one photojournalist's perspective. And I'm looking forward to exploring it quite a bit more. And it's really it's wonderful to be here. Mark Downey, I live in Portland, Oregon, and full disclosure, I'm a photojournalist.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure, absolutely.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas,